On the Mercy of God. How great is the mercy of the Lord, and His forgiveness to them that turn to Him. Sirach 17:29. The following is from Father Frederick William Faber. Mercy is the tranquility of God's omnipotence and the sweetness of His omnipresence, the fruit of His eternity and the companion of His immensity, the chief satisfaction of His justice, the triumph of His wisdom, and the patient perseverance of His love. Wherever we go, there is mercy, the peaceful, active, endless mercy of our Heavenly Father. If we work by day, we work in mercy's light, and we sleep at night in the lap of our Father's mercy. The courts of heaven gleam with its outpoured prolific beauty. Earth is covered with it, as the waters cover the bed of the stormy sea. Purgatory is, as it were, its own separate creation, and is lighted by its gentle moonlight, gleaming there soft and silvery through night and day. His mercy is simply infinite, for mercy is one of His perfections, while His love is the harmony of all. Mercy does not tire of us, does not despair of us, does not give over its pursuit of us, takes no offense, repays evil with good, and is the ubiquitous minister of the precious blood of Jesus. But love seems more than this. Love fixes upon each of us, individualizes us, is something personal, but mercy is something by itself. Love is the perfection of the uncreated in Himself. Mercy is the character of the Creator. Mercy pities, spares, makes allowances, condescends, and yet if mercy is not the reason of God's love, where else shall we find it in His infinity? The following is from Claude de la Colombière. God so pardons our sins that He blots out even the remembrance of the greatest outrage. God does not act as men do. He does not grant half a pardon. When anyone has betrayed our trust or has mortally offended us, howsoever we may wish to become reconciled to the offender or may cherish an earnest desire to forgive and strive in our heart to do so, nevertheless we find it difficult to place the same confidence in him or to treat him with the same affection as before, for there remains in the corner of our heart a tinge of bitterness from time to time, or when we call to mind what he has done to us. Our merciful Lord is not subject to this weakness. Oh, would that all sinners who sincerely repent of their past offenses could see in his heart the feelings he has for them, no resentment, no bitterness there, and how thoroughly he forgives them. God does not stop there. Not content with forgetting our trespasses, he gives us back the merit of those good deeds which we had lost by losing his grace. He restores to us those merits and that grace with interest, and he places us in a position more advantageous than that in which we were when we fell away from him. I am not at all astonished that St. Mary Magdalene had not, even after 30 years had elapsed, ceased to weep for her sins, although she could not doubt but they had been remitted. I am not surprised that St. Peter should have been inconsolable even unto death for having failed in his fidelity to so good a master, notwithstanding the certainty he had of being forgiven. Can one be mindful that so good a master has been offended without having one's heart torn with grief and without feeling a hatred of oneself? Can we who have so coolly insulted him without any reason, having, on the contrary, 1,000 reasons to love him, we who have for so long a time abused his love, his patience, his blessings, his mercy, can we, I say, recollect this without dying of regret and repentance? It is that thought which redoubles my grief at having so cruelly sinned against a God who has so readily forgiven me, who has returned good for evil, and all kinds of blessings in return for every kind of evil. Can it be that I shall ever forget the ingratitude which he has so soon forgotten? That I should forgive my own infidelities, which he not only has pardoned, but has urged me to accept his forgiveness many a time? That I should remain satisfied after having insulted his divine goodness so often and for so long a time? A God who does not love me less today, and who loves me even more now than before I had offended him?